This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
The following show discusses ideas and values that are solely those of the hosts. It includes regular mentions of conspiracy theories for which there is little or no credible evidence. We recommend listeners consult a range of credible sources and seek out the views of experts. The views expressed are the show hosts only and not those of Free FM.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Everything gonna be all right this morning.
Okay, From the Fringes, a program about alternative, provocative views and vox populi, the voice of the people. And I see that the Warriors are in the top two and they're playing the Dolphins. That's going to be very interesting, isn't it? But we have some wonderful guests here today. We've got Jenny, we've got Tyler, we've got Rob.
Good morning.
We've got Jeff. Fiona. We've got, what's your name again?
Shirley.
Shirley. Shirley. We've got Steve. He's the head of Families for Justice. And we've got the great Simon.
Kia tupatoa.
Now, I'm going to walk in Jerusalem, talk in Jerusalem, blee in Jerusalem. Way up high in Jerusalem, the apocalyptic freedom fighters. Now, we're living in chaotic times, dark times. Everyone's alienated to everyone else. So if you can't be an overcomer in the Lord Jesus Christ and can't cooperate with your higher power, you'll find it very hard to get on with the real world. So we all need to be in contact with our own inner guardian angels. And the word actually says in Psalms 2 verse 2, the rulers take counsel against the Lord and against his anointed, and king priests in the Lord Jesus Christ, that's very important, and angel caregivers. What's that word in Maori for angel?
Palangi, isn't it? Palangi. Like angel. No,
it's Anahera.
Anahera. Sorry.
You've got to be sharp on this. Okay.
Wait, no, that's another.
Always nurturing, giving, enjoying life. And with the elections coming up, I see that there's 10,000 public servants striking today. So there must be something wrong with the system while they're striking. And also social workers actually says that food is not the greatest need when it comes to politics.
No, it was an admin issue with the MSD officers.
Yeah.
So they put
What did they do, guys?
Did they put like an extra box?
Blocked. They blocked all the
on necessities list or something.
Frozen. So there was like something like 8,000 they couldn't receive their payments.
I thought it was like in the 800,000.
Yeah, it sounds like they're attacking the beneficiaries at the moment. And
but Jack, the minister was getting the 50,000 a year to pay off her mortgage while she made those comments.
Yeah. Now, Labor, Greens and Opportunity Party are out there and they're looking for a circuit breaker to take us into the future. And the Greenies want to abolish this idea of a supermarket duopoly with the Kiwi Mart. So are we actually cutting it when it comes to representing people in our communities and what's going on in society today?
Farmers market jacks are the most important things, because I think Greens want to put $2 billion down and create a third supermarket, but I think we should focus on the farmers market. Tyler, what do you think? You go to the farmers market?
No.
No.
Okay, so we've got Jack's Community, Independent Alliance, Your Voice, Your Community, Your Future, Local People, Local Power, Community First. So you've got to be registered to vote, and I'll be standing for social justice. And we have a number of other, Stephen Phelps. What's he standing for?
The One Tick Independent, and that's against Tama Potaka.
Okay, so we have a wonderful veteran here, that's Steve Evans, and he challenges judges and he exposes the corruption in the system. How long have you been going for now, Steve?
Well, I started fighting for my kids in 2014.
Wow, me 2002, so we're activists. And we've got the wonderful Luke, he's here too. He's a bit of a stirrer, he's challenged the system, haven't you?
It's a shame that Miss Chua wouldn't allow me to ask some curly questions, but it was even worse that James Christmas was indicated the questions and he refused. And they did a little hooey and I had to embarrass myself and talk over them. So I'm praying, James Christmas, that you don't get in this year. Great.
Right, so this is good. We've got a wonderful batch of lawyers and activists and people who work with mental health and so forth. And so coming to Tyler over here, the voice of the child with Oranga Tamariki. Now, I've got here, fix the family court, stop alienating parents from their children, sack Oranga Tamariki. When did we say that, Steve?
Oh, that was back when old Moss was in charge.
Yeah, Tracy Martin, Granny Moss.
Wouldn't listen to any of the Paula victims.
Bennett. And didn't you challenge New Zealand First at the time?
Oh, yeah, I went and protested outside one of their election campaigns in New Lynn and they assaulted us.
So we were
that's what New Zealand First is all about, democracy.
Yeah, so yeah, over the last 20 years, there's been all this family alienation, mothers and fathers committing suicide, and we were after family mediation, you remember?
Correct.
Kerry Bevan and I, we were working at it. Has there been any change in the system with family alienation, mothers not getting access to their children? How would you change it tomorrow, Steve, if you had the opportunity?
Well, the first thing you've got to do is clean out the rats in the trough.
Right.
And so the only way you can do that is you've got to get groups of people like us that are dedicated to making sure that, you know, and Tyler and those kind of people that have experience, like Shirley, to root those bad apples out of the state system and send them down the road and replace them with quality employees. Because, you know, it's hard to say this from my point of view, but there are some good people working within some of these ministries.
Yeah.
But the good people get sick of it and bugger off and leave the scum there to continue and perpetrate their business.
Now, we've had 148,000 victims of violent crime in the past years, 35,000 victims of family violence, young offenders filming themselves. It appeared to me that even on TV last night, they showed a situation where the police were brought in and three were killed, the two children, and then later on the mother died. I mean, who's attacking who there? Is this a murder-suicide? And even last year we had a murder-suicide. Why is this going on, Steve?
Mental health.
Mental health issues.
Society's just crumbling.
Yeah.
Because one of the problems is that members of the community are being made out to be, are victims of the abuse of the state.
Yeah.
Like, we know that the state is the biggest abuser. We know that through the Royal Commission on Abuse in State and Faith-Based Care.
Yeah.
You know, you and I, years ago, we used to complain about the police.
Yeah.
Right? And the paedophile ring within the police since the Dunedin sex ring.
Yeah.
And, of course, it's taken us a little while, but, I mean, you'd have to be pretty blind not to know that in the last 6 months there's been a police officer somewhere along the line convicted of something, which shows our police are dirty. But before we go on, I'd like to talk to Tyler, because what do you know about the police officer that's just been charged in Whanganui?
Good old Peter Gray. So Peter Gray is a youth aid officer located in Whanganui. He's been on the job forever, 10, 15 plus years, known for working with youth and at-risk youth offenders and young people.
Yes.
Last night it was brought out in the media that last year a detective from Hastings had brought charges against them for going through the police database and selling off information about drug busts to drug dealers around the country. As well as that, he's also being charged with having possession of a cannabis plant, a pipe for smoking methamphetamine, and a pipe for smoking cannabis.
Yeah. See, we want to see body cams put on police.
Absolutely.
When it comes to the uplift of children. And we want there to be greater accountability. But I sort of focus on people power and the Kaitiaki guardians in our society.
Do you know if anyone started a petition to get that through the select committee?
No. But who do you know who's done
that? To get police body cameras.
Yeah, well, we were promoting it at the time, so we know exactly what's going on, and when it comes as a custody battle, it comes before the judge, you've got to have the evidence before you can say that the man or the woman has done this and that. I mean, you look at this Phillips case, which is just current. It was a custody battle, but they don't want to reveal what really went on behind the facts with Oranga Tamariki.
Because did the police shoot him? Yeah.
Yeah, live.
Life.
One of his children.
Yeah.
May I just add, guys, sorry to butt in, on top of cameras, not only for our protection but also for police, but how about some random drug tests for all state or civil employees?
Yeah, absolutely.
Everybody else is subject to it. Then we might find out how many of these cops are high as a kite.
But you never, ever get the state holding the state to account. They are only there to protect themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
And, I mean, listen, if Mr. Mark Mitchell really is a representative of the people and he's the Minister of Police, he'd know that it's an absolute no-brainer to put these cameras on these police officers. He'd know it's an absolute no-brainer to drug test these individuals. I mean, Spring Hill Prison.
Yeah.
5 years since there's been a drug test up there.
Yeah.
You've got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
Because the drugs are going through the prison all the time.
Yeah, I see Jeff has something to say.
That's what keeps them calm, the drugs. It's like if you take away the drugs from the drug lords of this country, what else, what other crime are they going to commit without that money coming up?
And I noticed in Vietnam that they're growing marijuana in this country and distributing, selling it off to a lot of the gangs in New Zealand. I talk about getting on the natural high and cooperating with my higher power. In with the Lord Jesus.
Tyler, when you're in the car park with the youth around one of the staff members' cars, what was the end of that story?
So the staff member, like I said previously, came out, threatened the children to chop their fingers off if they had scratched or damaged her car, which didn't happen. Both those kids were very upset and shook as they were only 10 and 11 years old at the time.
Yep.
And they didn't want to stay at the home. It was around nighttime. Neither kid wanted to stay at the home, and they were prepared to just go out on the street. Now, as someone who's, been around the streets, wandered, I know what it's like out there, and we're an hour and a half walk from the closest police station.
Now, I'd like to ask you, with Oranga Tamariki and your access to your father and mother, do they bring parents in so that the parents can sort of monitor their own children and this sort of thing? Or?
With my experience, I haven't had really anything to do with my parents.
Yeah.
I can't really speak too much on other children's experiences, but with the two young people that I was in the home with, both of their parents were complete drug addicts, but they never got visitations. When the brief times that they did get visitations with their parents would always end up cutting out for something and just leaving.
Yeah.
And the thing that makes it worse is the parents of both of these children both have another child that OT know about. Both parents are still on drugs and OT haven't taken that kid, but they'd taken the two children from the parents from birth, traumatized them. Both kids had been sexually abused by multiple caregivers.
See, this comes back to family mediation, and we tried to fight for that when I was part of the Republican movement, Kerry Bevan, that we needed to reparent parents, and we needed to focus on family mediation, mum, dad, and the children, and reconciling it. Okay, so...
But, Jack, it goes deeper than that. In the two people go to the pub and they have sex in the car, child's conceived, the woman complains it's rape. He goes to jail for 14 years and she gets a DPB for 14 years, which is like winning $6 million living on the interest. What about if both parties were to go to prison and then they had the baby inside? That would then change the whole dynamics of the thing, and there's no Peter Ellis where they got $100,000 for each of the 16 kids to complain from ACC, and then when the kids started to say he hadn't done anything, they didn't want to give the money back. They already spent it, so it's the state way they send.
Okay, so what's our policy with this current government? Come on, Steve. Well, in terms of the family, what do you want to see changed?
I've been to a number of these election campaign things, and no one really wants to discuss the broken part of the policy, the society. They only want to talk about the economy, education, crime.
Yeah.
Because they are, I guess, major issues. But the bottom line is all of them come from the families and the broken society.
Yeah, so you would promote family mediation with this government, challenge them on. You were always talking about bureaucracies. The bureaucracies were the problem.
There's too many criminals within our bureaucracy. Lawless and corrupt.
Funny story. Sorry, Jeff. Yeah, I'll get to you. I was contemplating the court last night because I, you know, if you watch my live this morning, guys, I haven't had a good sleep. Is there, how many courts in the world allow you to be an applicant who automatically gets custody of the child if they've just said hearsay?
Right, you have to prove
how many, courts
the family court.
That's an epidemic.
Is that all over the world, Steve?
Perjury, no, it's only through Western democracies.
Yeah.
And that's perjury, what we learned from Marius Rickerus, the
human rights lawyer.
How to make that make sense? You could be giving the child to a predator because they speculated about the other parent.
Correct. I can make it make sense.
Yeah, my kids have suffered because of that rubbish.
Okay, my turn. 80% of cases are taken to the family courts by the mother. The father is presumed guilty until he proves himself innocent. And when you haven't done a crime, it literally comes down to a mother's. Now, even if, say, there's been a domestic violence, even if the woman's the instigator, say you were all drunk, right? It is the police.
Yeah.
They come and renew him out.
If you're looking for equality in the family court, it doesn't exist. As men, we need to leave New Zealand to protect ourselves.
It is the police that will remove the male because he's physically stronger, even if it is a woman. Now, I would like to hear from Tyler about gagging orders.
Yeah.
Do you want to go? Do you want to start?
So what we're talking about is we're talking about reparenting. We're talking about policies that focus on the family, reintegrate the family. We're talking about true evidence, not just perjury, that you have to prove that that the father or the mother has done the wrong thing. So it seems to me that our courts are a fiasco. They're not based on evidence. They're not based on truth. And that's a bureaucracy that needs changing.
Yeah, Jack, it comes back to if we, instead of making the child the highest priority in the family court, if we made perjury and punishing perjurers the highest priority and then children come second, that will clean things up.
Yeah. They won't do it.
Look, like, the family court is a civil court. It's not a criminal court. And they kind of pick and choose when they want to be a civil court.
Yeah.
So when it comes to perjury, they choose to be a civil court.
Yeah.
And not take the laws so seriously. But when it comes to speculation, they're very serious about it. I don't get it.
Tyler, what was your question? Answer the question about gagging orders.
Well, going into the gagging orders, we live in a society where children are being uplifted, taken into care of the government. They're being abused sexually, physically, whatever else.
Yep.
And when they speak out about it, they get shut down. No one, there's already a problem where all the adults in their life that they can't trust for various reasons, they won't believe them, they won't listen to them, and then the OT will go through with the courts, and they've done it to me, and they've done it to another young person I know. They completely gag us. They make
now,
it illegal for
question.
Us to speak about our experience.
Do you have a relationship with your higher power? Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ, or some way that you can debrief, get through your issues? Do you do skating or anything like that?
No.
There have been guys going around the country. But coming back to Shirley, I wanted to ask you a question. There's a shortage of nurses in hospitals. There's stress and pressure with long waiting lists. What can you tell me about, because you've worked at Henry Bennett, haven't you?
Stressed, overwhelmed,
broken.
Yeah, burnt out.
Yeah, so we need more nurses. We need
a lot of things. We need a lot of support, upgrading, a different for cattle in the way they manage. Medication is pretty much standard. And it's not about emotionals, what they're actually going through, anything like that. The patients, and they come in traumatized. They come in angry, frustrated.
Yeah.
None of that gets heard. As for a few of the subjects here, when you mention Oranga Tamariki, I think when you say shut the system down, I think put it back into use that money that they pour, the hundreds of thousands, millions, whatever it is, to go back into supporting wraparound services of the families.
Family,
you know,
support.
They're the ones crumbling. They're the ones falling apart. Those children are needing the help from the parents that are struggling. A lot of those parents did come out of the system. They, in turn, were the ones that were state ward survivors. And historical, I'm one of those parents. I was in ward of the state since I was 3 years old. And you can only do what you can do.
Once you take the family out, and this is a friend of mine who's no longer here, said if you drop an atomic bomb and you split the family, you've got total division in the whole of society. And this is one thing they've done. If we could restore families, and we could like have a court processes where we listen to both sides, have family mediation, and if we loved and understood our families, the problem would be solved.
Make marriage harder and not divorce easier, Jack.
Yeah. And also with mental health hubs, I see something on TV with this guy, Luca, who unfortunately took his life, and they've got wraparound services in schools, you know, putting counsellors in place and practising suicidal first aid and one thing or another. So this is what we need more of, because I've got a nephew and he's in Henry Bennett at the moment. I talked to him about using a spiritual model with a medical model. And that's why I focus on the listener, buddy supporter, grief therapy, and doing a wellness plan yourself, and then coming up the ladder and becoming a wise leader, insightful seer, humanitarian. So we're actually going to be training social workers, aren't we? Or counsellors in society.
I'd just like to speak a little bit on Tyler there for a minute, because there is light in the darkness. I'm really encouraged to be here this morning, because there are kids out there that are raped, and they're so embarrassed and so shamed out and so freaked out and traumatised they don't say anything. So, yeah, Tyler, my hat's off to you. I'm right behind you. Right behind you, mate.
Appreciate that.
Now, what about this?
Same, Tyler.
We must dream about the children, the junior high school students, the high school students and the college students. In this way, the saints in every local church will carry out their function to the highest degree. So I focus on Jesus loves you, come to Christ, cooperate with your higher power, even with the young people I meet every day. What's our solution to the young and the alienation and everything that they're going through?
Well,
in
according
society
to the Hamilton City Council, $800,000 on lights for the outside the library there, Garden Place. They've just passed $800,000 for another light bulb.
Yeah, so what are you saying? Are they putting the lights on in young children, helping young people to be better educated, or are they spending money on changing the road structure and everything else, but not
McDonald's
the social?
Brought it up because they're obviously staff are pushing things ahead of it, and it's passed, but $800,000 for lights, and you're talking about the health of, like Simon was talking about, the health of young people. So we also have to get our councils into a line with what you're talking about, Jack. I just point out there, Tyler, you got counsellor listener, take a photo of that, because that's a good thing. That
focus
Jack's question.
Focus on one thing. Would you be a buddy supporter? Help to soap.
He's an advocate already.
Yeah, an advocate.
Yeah. He's the youngest advocate we've ever had.
Wow.
Talking about kids being harmed in Oranga Tamariki.
To my knowledge, I was the first child in care to ever speak publicly on social media about my time and care and all.
Why don't you take a movement around the country? There was a guy who was good at skating and he took
He couldn't, because they put a gag order on him.
Oh. What?
And then they locked him up in a poonie.
Wow. So would you like to get a movement going for the young and
I see him and some of the people that I'm young youth people that I'm aware of on TikTok. I reckon they're going to start their own movement. There's nothing we're going to stop it.
Now, Shirley, you've been through state care abuse, haven't you? You mentioned before.
Yeah, I was made ward of the state when I was 3 years old.
Wow. And then you brought up how many children?
I gave birth to seven.
Wow. You're a wonderful mother. So that's helped to get you through life. Focus on the children you've brought into this world. What do you see as a solution to state-based abuse? And
has there been any improvement?
No, zero improvement since when I hear Tyler, and I commend you for everything that you're doing, being a voice for children that are still currently going through it, and my heart goes out to all of yous.
Yeah, and the future, Jack, I'm looking at a global administration of an all-world government. Future police officers are actually going to be put on a lie detective machine.
Yeah, and you'll have robots that will do the job anyway.
They'll be drug tested, they'll have to speak to a lie detection machine so that we know that they're not lying about certain things. Like, for instance, a question to a police officer will be, have you been involved with a murder?
Right.
And if they fail that test, there's a good chance three strikes, you're out.
So the way I see it, if we don't become kaitiaki guardians, and if we don't rise up as a community and as a people and become the advocates, the buddy supporters, the healers in our society, this is going to happen. There will be robots who will be police in the future. There will be surveillance everywhere, and we're going to be completely shut down, and the family's going to be even more split. So what are the answers that we're looking at? We're looking at government changing policies.
Jack, you're standing for Hamilton East. You're up there with the university. You're standing for Parliament as a one-tick independent. So the answer is giving one tick to Jack Geeland if you're in Hamilton East.
No. And we also have Steve Hart, one tick. That's right. And also...
Make sure
you're registered to vote. How many here are registered to vote? Good. Because if you don't vote, you don't complain. So who are you going to vote for, Steve?
Well, who can I? I mean, the legacy parties are terrible. They've gone around the world. In 1960, New Zealand used to be the highest standard of living in the world, and today we're 37th.
Yeah.
We're on our way to 50th by 2035. It doesn't matter what these people do. We've only got 2 million taxpayers who are actually paying for a bill of 200 million by the government, a billion by the government, 193 billion by the the councils, and 650 billion by mortgages and loans and leases from banks. That's $1 trillion. Can't do it. The numbers don't work. My suggestion is fly. Good Kiwis fly, mate. There ain't no saving this place.
I would like to see the lefties get their act together with the Opportunities Party and Labour, but I think Labour has to be a lot more aggressive and have to get balls on and really define the policies.
Yeah, but how's that going to happen when you've got Hipkins who gets up there and lies to us? He's a liar. He's the Prime Minister of New Zealand.
I got up at 6 a.m. this morning and I did what any good millennial Gen Z would do. I made a live, right?
Yep.
And I said in that live that I think that in the next 20 years, the Opportunities Party will rise to the top.
Well, they could. They could get their 10% if they work in.
Tyler, this is podcasted, so you've got 6 months to use this podcast to get your message out there. So leverage that, Tyler.
So the voice of the young ones. This is what basically Tyler's talking about. So what of the future, Tyler? What are you going to do? Get Steve to promote a campaign around the country.
Yep.
Using what you've been through as an advocate, I would push
back solidly against the Opportunities Party. I believe they are the Judas goat. If all you have to do is look at their candidates, your top six, the UBI is actually directly out of the mouth of the World Economic Forum. They are the Judas goat that brings us into the C20, C40.
I'm interested in freedom, justice and equality. People who are really going to represent the community. People who are going to be there as sovereigns within society. Okay, so we've got another minute to go. This is from the fringes. I'd like to thank you all for coming along today.
Thank you, Jack.
Now we're going to lunch after this.
And I'll be let them quickly know my YouTube channel to do with this All World Government 2030. So it's hashtag AWG2030, and I've just started.
Is it the mark of Christ or the mark of the beast?
It's to do with the problems facing humanity's future and what we need to do to solve them, and things are going on is what we need to do.
Thank you very much, people. Thank you for coming on here. This is From the Fringes for another week.
Thank you for having us.
Ka kite.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.